Despite deadly violence and technical issues, voting continues in Afghanistan's first parliamentary election since 2010. More than 3 million people had cast their ballots going into Sunday. Voter registration is close to 9 million. There has been a heavy price to pay for some who turned out. 15 people were killed, another 60 were wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul, and a roadside bomb took 11 lives in eastern Nangarhar province. Another set of killings in Congo once again threatens to halt the effort to contain the spread of Ebola in the country. Allied democratic rebel forces are being blamed for 13 civilian deaths and the abduction of a dozen children in the country's Ebola outbreak area, centered on the town of Beni in the northeast. Earlier, two Congolese army medical officers were killed by another rebel group, the first time health workers have been murdered in Congo fighting Ebola. The country's health minister called it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly virus. World pressure on Saudi Arabia to be transparent in the investigation of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death is growing. While President Trump seems inclined to give the Saudis more time to explain, many close U.S. allies are warning against a Saudi cover-up. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says any investigation needs to be thorough, credible, and transparent. Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a columnist for The Washington Post, was killed by Saudi agents in retaliation for his criticism of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It is a day for British politicians to consider the full meaning of a massive march through the streets of central London yesterday in a loud protest of Britain's planned departure from the European Union. Organizers want the public to have a final say on the government's Brexit deal, arguing that since the 2016 pro-Brexit referendum, new facts have come to light about the costs and complexity involved. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to a joint strategy to return a caravan of migrants to Honduras. President Trump has warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the United States. Meanwhile, large numbers of migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river below and are once again on the march. The Red Cross says many of the people they are supporting, a majority of whom are women and children, are suffering from dehydration, stomach infections, and foot injuries as they walk north. The U.S. Justice Department official who oversees the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election will answer questions from lawmakers this week. AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
The chairman and two leading Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will question Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The House Judiciary Committee says the transcribed interview will take place on October 24th. It will focus on a New York Times report that Rosenstein discussed secretly recording President Donald Trump last year. The interview will come 13 days before the midterm elections. Mike Gracia, Washington.
There has been a major shakeup in Australian politics after a critical weekend by-election. The result cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to deal with independent lawmakers, first to guarantee confidence in his government, then to enact policy. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury. And I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election in Australia is due in 7 months. Sri Lanka says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping force in Mali after the world body asked him to be repatriated over his human rights record during the country's decades-long civil war. The Sri Lankan military denies that the officer committed any human rights abuses. China says its top official in semi-autonomous Macau has died after a fall from his residential building. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of China's State Council says Zheng Zhaosong was suffering from depression. The 59-year-old Zheng assumed his post last September and was a member of the ruling Communist Party's Central Committee. Lottery players in the U.S. are holding on to their dreams of an astounding payoff in next Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing. It'll be worth $1.6 billion. Gene Randall, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA.